Holy Letters of the Rebbe, this is in volume 14, letter 5009, and this is an annual letter the Rebbe would send to the Lubavitch Yeshiva at the dinner. Every year they get a letter from the Rebbe encouraging the people to participate and help the Yeshiva. Baruch Hashem, the 7th of Tevis, Hei Tovshin Yud Zayin, Brooklyn, New York. As mentioned earlier, the Rebbe's brother-in-law, Rabbi Gurari, he was the one that headed the yeshivas, and he made sure, you know, he was in charge of all the finances and everything, made sure that the yeshivas are run properly. The Rebbe is addressing this to all the participants in the annual United States festivities of the Central Yeshivas of Tumchit Mim and Lubavitch, Hashem Aleichem Yichu Shalom Uvracha. The Rebbe says, as the yearly celebration on Sunday, the portion of Shemos Toshin Yud Zayin, I am hereby sending you my greetings and blessings to all participants in this annual Torah celebration of the Central Yeshivas Tevchit Mim and Lubavitch in America. So the Rebbe says, I want to reflect on the known expression of the Alter Rebbe, the author of the Tanya and the Shulchan Aruch, who founded the teaching of Hasidus Chabad, that a Jew must live with the time. With the time meaning with the time and with the spirit of the portion of the week. So I want to briefly stop at the first parsha, first portion. Ve'ele Shmois B'nei Yisrael. These are the names of B'nei Yisrael, which is the Torah time when this celebration takes place. It was on Sunday, on the portion when they started reading Ve'ele Shmois. In this first portion of exile, because that reflects when the Yidden came to exile, it is related how you had a small amount of Jews, a hateful Yidden, a smaller, only 70 souls in a strange land between amongst a great and mighty strange nation in Egypt. They did not lose themselves. They did not get affected at all. The first Jews in the first exile, they understood that the secret from their difference, their identity and independent, so their identity and independent, that they kept very strictly without compromise, as our sages of blessed memory explain, that it is in the merit, the fact that they did not change their names and their customs. They didn't change Lashuna Shimon. They were redeemed from exile. Not only that this Jewish conscience protect them from Paroi and the Egyptians, but it became Keyir Bevechayir for it. They multiplied and they burst out. They increased in number, and they became mightier in spirit until they merited the redemption and receiving of the Torah, which illuminated the entire world and fulfilled the purpose of the world creation. The Rebbe points out that this portion talks about the Jews going into exile, but as the Jews then, they knew that what's the secret of not failing is by keeping their identity and keeping their traditions, their names, and that's how a small people in a strange land was able to survive, and not only that, to increase. In this portion of our Holy Torah, which is a Torah of light, we find the fundamental lesson for all Jews in all times and in all generations of exile, especially for our generation, when the exile had become in the most sharpest forms from suffering and destructions, God forbid. The Rebbe is talking about the Holocaust, that this is, we experience the worst, physical and spiritual. Wherever there are Jews, and they are a small minority, and they are encircled in a strange and in an animosity world, a world where the basic human rights and morale is fully undercut, that light. Light is exchanged for darkness, and darkness for light. People are confused. A world that lives in fear from atomic self-destruction, God forbid. We're living in a chaotic world. It's interesting. Today, in Tovshin Pehei, it's almost like that time. It's, every word is so real, you know, like
what
today.
Is the word after? What is that one?
And the same, in this time of dark golus, we Jews have to remember the instruction of the godly Torah, a Torah of life, that only through our differences and our spiritual independence that is based on Torah and mitzvahs, only through uncompromising Torah devoted education, that's the way to assure the continuation of our people, both spiritually and physical. Therefore, the existence of the Lubavitch Yeshiva, it's such a vital, life's vital basis of the Jewish life over here. Because in these institutions, which is penetrated with the spirit from the founder, which is my father-in-law, the Rebbe, with all the titles, the spirit of uncompromising Torah Yiddishkeit, from self-sacrifice, Mesiras Nefesh, from love of thy fellow Jew, from love of Torah, and love of Hashem. This is the way we raise thousands of children. Ken Yirbu, may they increase. Over here, they are raised Tmimim, they're called the name for Lubavitch students. Tmimim means whole Yidden, they're whole. Yidden that have a responsibility feeling for the others and for the surrounding environment. Therefore, everyone must recognize that it's their responsibility to themselves and to their family and for Klal Yisrael to support the Yeshiva Temchet Mimim with a wide hand and to help their further development. And as a reward for this, and it will be fulfilled by everyone individually, by all Yidden and generally, Ken Yirba V'Chen Yifritz, to increase and to multiply, and will merit to the complete redemption through Ish Ben Parzi. That's a reference to Mashiach, a man that will burst out, merit Mashiach, with chesed, with kindness, and with compassion, B'meirah B'meinu, quickly in our days, with honor and with blessings for Kol Tuv, with the Rebbe's signature. So the Rebbe writes him a very powerful letter, the necessity of Lubavitch Yeshivas, and how they have the responsibility for the community. And the Rebbe is asking everybody to support them generously. And the Rebbe says that they will be fulfilled, that each one will increase the burst out and all their personal things. And the Rebbe ends with honor and with a blessing with the Rebbe's signature.